The month of November is all about food, but not just any food. Stay with us for the next few minutes as we tell you more about Eat Jamaican Month.
There are two things in life I love: swimming and being a soldier. So when people meet me and they ask, "You are the soldier that saved those ladies from drowning in the guard?" I don't let it go to my head. I'm no superstar, just a soldier who wants to serve my country well. I know I was chosen to save lives. I am Corporal Brooks, a section commander in the Jamaica Defense Force.
The Ministry of National Security, one nation, one mission.
The Eat Jamaican campaign, launched by the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, in partnership with the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries in 2003, aims to get Jamaicans to consume local agricultural produce, support farmers, increase production, and reduce food imports. The initiative, dubbed Eat What We Grow, Grow What We Eat, is now in its 12th year and takes center stage every November.
The campaign was born out of the vision for us as a nation to grow what we eat and eat what we grow, recognizing that this is the way to reposition not only the Jamaican Agricultural Society, but the Jamaican agriculture sector and the economy on a whole.
President of the JAS, Senator Norman Grant. This is done through a process of integrated rural development and programs that aim to establish a framework for sustainable food security and independence.
The campaign is normally commemorated through a series of activities. The activities seek to capture the essence of the proclamation, which will again be declared by the Governor General on November 25th this year, proclaiming that day as Eat Jamaican Day.
The Jamaica 4-H Clubs also plays a significant role in the execution of this campaign.
The practice of Eat Jamaican has been demonstrated in our 1,110 clubs in our schools. And we are looking to have a school garden in every single public school.
Senator Grant says the Eat Jamaican initiative is a game changer for the country, which is evident in the current figures for Jamaica's food import bill.
This campaign has saved Jamaica and the Jamaican economy US $500 million over the last 10 years of the program. As before the campaign was launched, the weighted average of our import bill for food grew by $100 million per annum.
Another celebrated success is the increase of domestic crop production for food and the quality of the produce. The highlight of Eat Jamaican Month, Eat Jamaican Day, will be celebrated on the lawns of the Jamaica 4-H Club headquarters on Wednesday, November 25. This event will feature the quality of Jamaican produce, an exhibition that will run from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., a tour of the grounds, an opening ceremony, winning readings from an essay competition, and the Eat Jamaican Gold Medal Awards ceremony.
These are persons who have contributed to the success of the campaign, and there will be at least one individual in each parish who will be awarded.
An added feature for this year's staging will be an evening of authentic Jamaican cuisine on Saturday, November 28, at the Constant Spring Golf Club from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Admission $2,500.
As a part of the thrust, we're going to be utilizing our food to create seafood medley lane, jerk and stew lane, chicken avenue, salad district, a jablum coffee walk, sweet potato highway, cassava square, desert corner, all of which is an emphasis to promote the Jamaican food.
Senator Grant says the great thing about this campaign is that all Jamaicans can play their part in building the country.
The Eat Jamaican campaign will be seeking, as a part of its mission, to create a movement and a culture of increasing production of high-quality Jamaican produce so that it can be available at competitive prices to our consumers. We can export, generate foreign exchange, we can reduce our import bill, and really make the Jamaican economy a robust economy.
Grow what we eat. Eat what we grow. Eat Jamaican today.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.